spelled commission wrong on page 207. Thank you so much for not bringing that to my attention.
It's a Microsoft.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, please don't spare my feelings. It's okay. I just want to do a good job.
All right, then. If no one else has any comments, I would move that, consistent with the discussions and suggestions we've made, that we adopt the bylaws as discussed here this morning.
Second.
This afternoon.
Second.
Probably moved and second that the bylaws be adopted as presented this morning.
Mr. Reinhart, would you be amenable to having this posted also for 60 days, make the minimum subject to final approval?
Absolutely. I think, as Mr. Johnson points out, we can always change them, and I think the more we can encourage the public to give us feedback, the better. So absolutely.
Okay.
I would amend my motion accordingly.
Second's amended, accepted?
Second.
Okay. Properly amended and accepted by all parties. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Next, request for advisory opinions. What is your procedure for wanting to handle this? Code revisions.
Proposed revisions. However, I don't see Mr. Berger here yet. So
we'll go to the advisory opinions.
Yeah, there is some overlap with regard to those advisory opinions because they're encompassed in some of the requests. Let me see here. Can we move ahead to Section 6? I think that within the next 5 or 10 minutes, we should see either Mr. Berger or Ms. Wolf. I was told that they would be getting out of their commitment at about 2:30.
Okay.
So these are some
change
general...
Change in the agenda to go to Section... Six, that's your update?
Yep.
Okay. We're ready for you. Okay. Reach out to municipalities.
Okay, this... Mr. Farage reached out to me to develop some kind of protocol to reaching out to the municipalities. My concern... And I think I know the answer to this, but I wanted to bring it up. I think that the qualifications of this commission, you can't lobby for any charter amendments, and that would include this charter amendment. So I just wanted to get some advice and direction. As I reach out to the municipalities, and I will, now that we will have a letterhead, send out notices to all municipalities that I'm available to talk to their governing boards, councils, or commissions. And the content of that is, I guess, what I'm asking for some, guidance. What would you like to see me do?
Well, I'm sorry, Matt.
Go ahead.
I would say it seems to me it should be informative as opposed to any form of advocacy. Just answer their questions. I'm sure they have a lot of questions they'd like to have answers to.
Okay. I'd second what Commissioner Harbison said. I'd even go forward and say, look, I'm not here to advocate. I'm not going to take a position. I just want to tell you what we have and what the Ethics Commission is doing and what the Executive Director is doing.
And I also think that people are somewhat confused about Commission on Ethics, Inspector General, U.S. Attorney. So how do those all work together or not work together? What's our practice going to be? Not just what the ordinance says, but how you see all of those being integrated. I think there are going to be obvious questions that have to do with how you will interact with the comptroller's office, how that inspector general is involved. So we have a lot of pieces. It's also the audit committee. So how is this all going to work, I think, is a reasonable starting point.
Yeah. I think maybe instead of reaching out, we need to have them make the initial request so that we're not reaching out, especially during this period of time that we are trying to get the ordinance passed. So I'd like for you to be as diplomatic as possible, letting them know that these services are available. We have speaking services, and we'll be glad to come out and talk with them about whatever they want to, but as somebody said, maybe we need to avoid the idea that we're reaching out and trying to persuade them to our way of thinking and voting, and ask for something in writing from them upon written request. We'd be glad to send somebody out to answer any questions they might have.
And my next question, and that leads into my next question, which is, do the individual commissioners, do you want to be a part of going and speaking to municipalities, or do you want to leave that to the staff, meaning me?
I think upon written request, I would be glad to go to some areas in which...
Well, I would say it's, you know, part of the ordinance, I recall, is that public education is a part of our duty.
Right.
And so I would hope that we would have plenty of opportunities to fan out in an effort to really address the culture of ethics in a more generic way. Obviously, we're not going to talk about pending matters, but...
what our aspirations are, too.
Our aspirations and our role.
If it's a temporary thing, if yeah. the legislature decides to make this a part of everything, then we don't have to worry about it. But because of this period now in which we are trying to get some legitimacy here, that we don't want to be seen as people who are trying to push them into their way of voting.
Well, Judge, I agree with you, and I think that has to be foremost and among our considerations in the way we speak and carry ourselves, that we're not advocating one way or another.
I would like Mr. Johnson to prepare a brief statement that we should all say at the beginning. I'm not representing the commission, I'm representing myself, something that I have to do that when I speak,
sure.
Not for FAU. So there's a paragraph that we just have as standard. You're smiling, Commissioner Farrakhan. What have I said?
It just sounds like a lawyer.
Yeah. No.
We're rubbing off on you.
Like we're rubbing off on you.
That's what the tax court judges say whenever they come to speak up to my comments.
You're talking about an introductory paragraph where we alert people that I'm here for myself.
Right.
I can't speak for the
and
commission. I'm not going to advocate.
Matters, and I can't support any legislation, and I can't say anything about anything that's a... You know.
But I think it's a good idea, because otherwise I'll forget to say
something. Yeah, if we all say the same thing, it will be...
I mean, for myself, I think what I would do is say I'm here to talk about what the Commission on Ethics does. I'm not here to talk about the Charter Amendment, and frankly, I'm not going to talk at all about how your municipality might integrate in. How that would all fit together, don't know. But we're not here to talk about that. We're just here to talk about what we do and who we are and what we're trying to accomplish.
And in addition to that, I think a broader broader issues with respect to a culture of ethics, whatever that is. That's probably more in your field. But
no, it's all of us.
I know. I'm just saying you'd be better at it than me.
And I also don't think it should be limited to the municipalities. I think it can be, you know, some of us were appointed by the accountants, the mm-hmm. police chiefs, you know, the bar. I mean, there's lots of trade organizations. There's lots of aspects of our community that we can all go take part in. I think you ought not treat the municipalities any differently. Everyone should get the same presentation.
Well, along those lines, I have had one of my volunteers working on a good list of civic organizations that are not municipalities, and we've got quite a list. So, but that gives me some direction. And what I propose to do is, as I get responses, I will pass those responses on to the commission. And if anybody wants to appear in any particular either municipality, civic group, chamber, schools, later. Not they're okay. Fortunately, they're not in session until September. But even schools, I think, would be a great idea for later on to have commissioners go into to high schools, especially to give presentations.
I think that maybe our volunteers need to be cautioned that they're not to use any hard sales. They're under the same obligations that we are.
Oh, yeah. No,
so we don't want them going out in their exuberance to do the job and place us in a position of their hawking the bill.
Well, one, that was the concern of Commissioner Fiore, that there be supervision of, especially of high school and college volunteers, and that's what, I mean, we'll be working on that project.
I also don't want to be tricked into speaking at a political rally on any particular.
We expect you to sit.
I would hope that I would be doing my job, and that wouldn't be wouldn't be an issue. Although sometimes you don't know when it first comes in.
I understand.
You're correct on that.
Yeah.
Sure. You have to properly make sure that it's not a rally of some sort or an advocacy.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
The next item is related to the first. I have been asked to participate in the Charter Amendment Initiative in terms of being, at the meetings, and if this commission feels that I should just be an observer and observer only, then that's what I will do. I'm not advocating any position, but I am, because I have knowledge of the ordinances and I'm not a wallflower at this point, but I will become one if that's the sense of the commission.
I see you as a resource. Based on the fact that this is what you do, and also that you have hopefully a better than average access to Mr. Myers in Miami, draw on his experience and some of the things that they're doing. I probably wouldn't want to see you advocate, but if you could serve as a resource to that body, it would be helpful.
I agree. I think information is helpful.
All right.
And I think any questions we can answer that lets people make an informed decision, it's useful.
About, by way of example, perhaps you could be like a Lenny Berger, Brad Merriman type of person for the purposes of the group, who come and give us answers and resources and responses, but don't advocate one position or another.
And Lenny's there at these meetings, so it's good for that purpose. Yeah.
I think it's useful if you're comfortable to just be able to say to people why the charter amendment, the motivation, the justification for it is that contracts don't stop at entity borders, that people do business across different agencies, that sort of thing. I just don't think the general public is going to understand why a charter amendment is necessary. So someone who can speak to the reason why it's at issue makes sense.
I'd be a little concerned about that it would be misinterpreted by someone as being advocacy.
I think you're right that someone needs to say that, but I don't think
okay.
It should be our executive director. I'll leave that to Mr. Baker and his friends to do that.
Yeah, because I agree with you, but someone's going to take that the wrong way.
You have enough to do.
Setting regular monthly schedules for commission meetings. We're probably going to have to have a few more meetings early on to get these kind of issues until we get some kind of stare decisis, some kind of the opinions are there so that we can draw on them, because a lot of these are recurrent requests for advisory opinions. Many of the ones that we'll be discussing in general, I have maybe four or five advisory opinion requests on the same issue. So once those issues are resolved, then I think a monthly meeting will unless there's a hearing or an emergency, would be the norm. But for monthly meetings, what would you, if we can pick the third Tuesday of the month or, something like that, at least there'd be some consistency there. And then if we needed to schedule additional meetings, we would arrange it.
Okay, does anybody have any suggestions?
I can say Thursday afternoons tend to work well for me. I don't know what your teaching schedule is, but
As long as it's later in the afternoon, I'm indifferent. 1:30 is not a good time. So as long as we do it somewhat later.
Say 3:30 or so?
Well, let's start, first of all, with the day. Is the day Thursday a good day for everybody's calendar?
It is.
Okay. Good for me. I don't have a job.
You have this job. Pays well.
Thursday's good for the day? Okay. Which Thursday?
Well,
every Thursday, right?
The third Thursday of the month. That way, when people turn over their schedules, you know, they have that period of time. And any emergency or second meetings could be in the first week or something like that, so we don't stack them.
Thursday, good for everybody?
Mm-hmm. Works as well as any other time.
And lastly, regarding this, are we going to have the meetings in the Office of the Commission on Ethics from now on, which is Vista Parkway? Yeah. Or are they going to be here? And I have no preference.
Yeah.
I have a parking pass. I'm good.
Anybody have a
county
preference?
Is staff going to be involved regularly? Because you all work here, yes?
Yeah.
So as long as we're involving county staff, I think we should meet here.
Yeah.
That is a good idea. At some point in time, since we are independent, we'll probably rely much less on county staff. You know, we'll be taking over the website, for example, when we have a website. And at that point, maybe I'll bring it up again. But for now, is that the sense of the commission?
Ms. Clark, Thursday's good? Thursday's typically good?
I would ask Mr. Baker if you have an opinion on that in terms of proximity for you or for the public in general.
It's the only, I suppose... May I speak, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
Thank you. David Baker for the Palm Beach County Ethics Initiative. My only observations regarding the meeting, I think this is a convenient location. I'm not sure that 3:30 is the best time. It may be that the general public would be better suited by something a little later than that, since the typical working day ends at 4:30 or 5. But that's, of course, for your determination. But I certainly think this location is fine, but I wouldn't rule out the other location as well. So other than the comment on time, I have no other comment.
I'm happy to meet later. It doesn't matter to me.
Me as well. I did hear that from someone that said that, they'd be here if they didn't have a job. So... I'm flexible.
How about 5:30 then, instead of 3:30?
Well, what effect does that have on the employees, the county employees?
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get time and a half for that or something?
We'll work around your schedule.
I hope there's not going to be
I think the Ethics Initiative is concerned about the 5 p.m. start as well. I think the Ethics Initiative members of the audience know? Okay. All right, we'll buy pizza. How's that?
Actually, let me do my real job.
Okay.
5:00
or 5:30? Where are we?
Well, we're trying to decide how many would prefer 4:30 or 5. Let's have some motions on so we can take some action. We've decided on the third Thursday.
Right.
So now we need a time, and we've decided on the McEady room or somewhere in the courthouse here. In the city, county commission building. So we just need to know what time. And after we'll work.
I think Ms. Wolf may have.
Ms. Howden?
Sorry, I was just suggesting 4.
4.
Okay. One in the back of that.
Well, we're taking them.
How about the commission? We need you to do anything.
4:00 sounds good.
4:00 with her
conference. That's an early enough start where if we're going to have a long agenda, we won't be getting out of here at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
I agree.
Okay, third Thursday. Could we have a motion to that effect and a second?
So moved.
Yeah, I'll second.
Probably moves in second that our meetings at present time be scheduled for every third Thursday at the county courthouse, county building, whatever it is, governmental center. And the meetings are at 4 o'clock?
Yeah. So moved.
Until further notice. All in favor? Indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Next, sir.
You should have samples of business cards and letterhead that were, again, professionally done by the staff over there.
That's good.
I think it was Gloria was the one who actually put pen to paper on this.
Wonderful.
Correct. Okay.
That's good, except that I'd like to have my name spelled right.
Good.
We're missing the D.
Yeah, we're missing the D. I know a lot of you feel as though I'm missing more than the D. Give me the D anyhow. I don't have a middle name, so I've got to have something.
I realize that this is a lot of work, but it would be really good for folks older than 45 to have the hotline number bigger. I know you young folk don't. Yeah.
You know what, actually, if you would do it this way on the letterhead, put a trailer on the bottom and put the hotline and the email larger on the bottom than they are up on top and just move that down to the bottom.
Right, just move all the address.
I meant
all
on
that
the cards,
to the
too, especially. Okay. The hotline is going to be...
You want the address on the bottom, too? We can do that as well, if that's...
Looks a matter of style.
Yeah,
I
prefer it on the bottom.
On the bottom? Okay, address on the bottom
cleans,
as well.
Yes,
one line across. And with regard to the card, let's increase the font size. It's what now, 9?
Well, just on the hotline number, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, on the hotline number, let's increase it to 11, say.
Okay.
All right.
You could actually have it watermarked across the letterhead.
We're trying to save money on the cards now.
We're all getting tattoos. That's what we're doing.
Okay, we decided which all of these...
I do want to commend Commissioner Fiore. The ethics script on the bottom was basically her idea, not specifically, but just to have something on there. So
very well.
I think that's a very nice touch.
Well.
Nicely done.
Yep.
Okay, anything else on the logos? I don't think we need to have any action taken on that. Next, the budget.
This is informative. We're trying to nail down a sense of a budget for next fiscal year. And I'm trying to figure out the best way, salary range wise, to bring in some good talent, to bring in an investigator, analyst, paralegal. But I can see that in the future, with the number of advisory requests coming in, especially if the jurisdiction is expanded, we're going to need a counsel to the commission. Right now it we're fine, but I'm budgeting for that position for next year. I just wanted to let everybody know that. Whether it's filled or not, you know, may depend on workload and may depend on circumstances, but yes, sir.
Is it practical or possible that we could even have a volunteer counsel? I mean, we're all.
I've asked Legal Aid, Bob Burdish over at Legal Aid, specifically to have one or two. We need more than one volunteer counsels to the commission. But they'd have to have certain knowledge in terms of administrative law and in terms of this area of
the law. In this role, you're not talking about an advocate.
No. Advocates are all volunteer.
Okay, right.
But,
just clarify.
We might down. I mean, depending on what this I assume the program will be a very good success. Very good people have signed up. We're looking for. There's a lot of legal research that needs to be done in this area. There are a lot of issues that you'll be seeing as we discuss some of the agenda items where we really do need to scour other communities and find precedent for what this commission does. You know, right now it's me, and that's fine, but I think I believe down the road we're going to need that position filled by somebody who's going to be working full-time.
Well, in that line of thought, I do think that it's some nature of some strategic thought or planning ahead is really important for us because we're going to find ourselves overwhelmed here, perhaps. And so I appreciate your strategic thinking and forward thinking on this matter. And it sort of begs the question as to whether or not we ought to address any other strategic issues looking forward.
One of the
in terms of needs
we have to address is independent funding. Right now we're dependent for the funding for this on the county commission, and we have to find a way to be independent. So part of the budgeting, we have to start thinking about that. Not in the near term, but as a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've already been looking into, and I've had my volunteers working on this as well, to try to locate possible grant money from other governmental agencies or nonprofit organizations. There's not a whole lot out there right now, but we're looking, and we will be applying for grants as they become known to us. As far as independent funding source, I know that the initiative and the League of Cities and various groups that are involved in the charter amendment are talking about that very issue, and that's being hashed out in the charter amendment. But right now, the code is what the code is, and the budget comes from the county commission at this point. But yeah, that's an issue that we need to think about, and any ideas are welcome. We can discuss this further at future meetings. But this was just to give you an idea of, mm-hmm. of where we're heading.
All right. Are we ready for your other group yet? Or?
Well, I'm not.
Tammy went down to check on Lenny and Miss Wolf.
Okay.
I know both of them had several items on the regular agenda today.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, would you give them a little report on the seminar we attended? And
sure. Oh, and in the future, well, let me back up. The Dade County Commission on Ethics put together a seminar, and it was not only Tri-County, not only South Florida, but we had there were representatives there from the West Coast, a smattering from north of Palm Beach County, and it was geared toward procurement officers for government entities. So there were about 140 or so in attendance. There were breakout groups and seminars. It was very informative. Judge Rogers and I drove together, I thought it was well done and very successful. They fed us, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
We did speak about the possibility. This was the location was FAU, mm-hmm. In Broward, so the smaller campus in Broward. But Judge Rogers and I were thinking about this in the future, being involved in something like that. That was for procurement officers. We might want to have something a little different, but to try to the outreach need not only be Palm Beach County. You know, we can interface ideas and bring in people from other counties. It is very helpful to have Dade County established for 12 years, because again, they've made some mistakes, and we get to learn from their mistakes, not to remake them. So, but it was a very positive one of the for me.